This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What am I doing? Oh, shit. The pressure's
intro
on.
Intro the podcast, just like we do every week, Ray. Come on.
Oh, hey, what episode are you on?
This is 61, Ray.
All right. Yo, what up? It's your boy, Ray, from the official podcast, episode 61. Man, I sure hope you didn't lie to me. And yeah, it's just me, turns out. I took over the podcast. Hey, before we start and before I introduce the amazing host, can I just mention the best Patreon on the internet right now? It's patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. Can I just throw that out there? Now we can begin.
Thanks,
I know,
Ray.
I said I was going to introduce you guys, but why don't you introduce yourselves?
What a weirdly unrelated fact.
Well, I wrote a script before this, so that was underlined 3 times and bolded, so I'm going to make sure I get that out of the way.
I've been looking forward to this, Ray. I've been wanting to be on your podcast for a long time.
Yeah?
What do you want to talk about? Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, can we talk about Paddington 2? Because I just saw that with Tina recently.
Oh.
And
oh, baby.
I would fucking die for that bear.
That movie is, no exaggeration, and I mean this completely genuinely, one of the best movies I've seen in theaters in many, many years.
But Tina and I went to go see that based on your video.
It's. I hope you weren't disappointed. It's truly fantastic.
Not. It is.
Oh, it's such a great movie. If you three haven't seen it, Jackson, Kai, and Andrew, you need to see it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I might at some point.
Okay, great.
It's so cute.
It is.
I like to imagine that in a parallel universe, there's a, you know, things are better. It's a better world, so people actually got a cool crossover between John Wick and Paddington, where he kills everybody because Paddington dies.
Oh, God.
That's actually the plot of the third one.
That
just
is.
Ruined it.
Yeah. That's the pilot
kind
episode
of a weird
of the TV show.
But then,
it's kind
no,
of a weird crossover.
It has to have a happy ending, so at the end it turns out Paddington is alive. All the blood of the dead people brought him back.
A ritual sacrifice to bring back Paddington.
Yeah,
revenge blood.
The combination of your tears and the enemy's blood brought me back to life. Yay!
At what point does he just want to die, though? He just wants to stay dead. If I was being brought back over and over again, I just want to, be, I want to stay dead.
John, like,
please.
He just keeps killing. He's like the Punisher. He just can't stop. He just grunts and kills.
And then something, something marmalade. That's all you need.
Throw that in there too.
Oh, that bear loves marmalade.
He loves his marmalade.
Is it a very British movie? Do they just work in all
yes.
that shit? I figured.
Oh, yeah.
Marmalade's British?
Oh, yeah. We don't really
yeah,
do
no
marmalade
one else had
in America.
It.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it was till the movie.
Neither did I. I still don't. I just know that Paddington was really good at making it.
Yeah.
I'm just worried, though, about jumping into it blind. Like, it's Paddington 2. I don't know all the,
you need
the
to
deep
follow
Paddington
the lore.
Well, listen.
I don't,
we, yeah,
yeah,
we didn't,
I don't know the
it, we didn't
story.
Watch the first one, so.
So what, they is, do, what is the canon of the, it? Is the first movie just the established canon?
He's
or
a
the
fucking
books part
Torben
of it?
Bear.
Jackson, please, this is serious.
Well, the beginning of the movie kind of introduces what I, beginning of the second movie kind of explains, I assume, what happened in the first one pretty, like, quickly. Like, in the
I
first 5 to 10 minutes, it's like, hey, this is what happened. And then the movie starts like, oh, okay.
I love
and
that.
That's pretty much the plot.
I love that fucking yeah. shit when they just tack on explanations because they know people haven't seen it. Like, if you're, like, let's say you're watching Star Wars and they're like, whoa, was that Darth Vader, the evil galactic lord of the Sith? It's like yeah. like all these unnecessary explanations just to fill
all these
in.
Titles.
I love
Paddington
it.
Does it far more professionally.
I appreciate it in every series or, say, universe even, right? But Paddington 1 is on Netflix, by the way, Andrew. I was going
to
check it out still.
I might have
it's
something
it's
to do.
It's a good movie as well.
The
I might have something to do.
The point I wanted to make is I don't really care for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I don't really like the movies. They're okay, but I don't go on Netflix and watch the Daredevil, right? But I checked out the Punisher, which, you know, all of these series are interconnected, but, you know, I realize you don't really have to have seen any of them to enjoy them. Like, I just jumped into the Punisher.
That would turn off audience. That would turn off audience members for them. They want everyone watching their shit, so they're all, like, different enough where people can just tune in like you did.
Yeah, I think...
I suppose so, yeah.
I think my cousin said in one of the Punisher episodes, there's, like, a character from Daredevil, like, I don't know, like, season 2 or something, but he's like, you can pretty much watch the Punisher on its own. Like, it's not even, like, a major thing.
Well, now
did the blind one show up?
No.
Which one?
Well, now they're aren't they doing a new thing? I don't know if it's out yet, but aren't they doing it where the four Marvel series now finally come together for a TV show? Like Punisher, Daredevil, Iron Fist, and someone that no one cares about.
Wait, wasn't that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or some shit that was really bad?
No, that was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was a fucking horrible TV show that I remember. Oh, God.
I think it's still going on, that show.
Really? It was abominably terrible when I watched it. I remember they're like, all right. Well, then, no, what they do is they go, all right, we're going to make a superhero show with no superheroes, and that's it, and that's the whole plot.
What are they? They're just like the accountants for S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever?
Yes, actually. You're not off at all. It follows like the people who work for them, and they do vaguely superhero-related things, but it just turns into like CSI, but with the flavor of the month hero bullshit in the background.
That wasn't it about that one agent who was popular in the movies?
Coulson,
Coulson, yeah. It's a stupid premise. Just because he had a couple of funny, snarky lines doesn't mean you can put a whole series around him. But yeah, the Punisher doesn't have superpowers, and I really enjoyed that series. I thought it was awesome.
I like the actor. I think Shane from The Walking Dead is just a great actor.
Oh, John Bernthal? Yeah, he's really good.
He's incredibly fun to watch.
He was great in Baby Driver as well.
He was in Baby Driver.
He had a small little part in the beginning.
Who was he?
He plays the douchebag with the sunglasses who, like, bullies Baby in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, he apparently afterwards came out and said that Kevin Spacey was sort of a bully on set, and he really got creeped out.
Oh, yeah. I saw that interview,
Did that come out before the Spacey allegations, or was he like at the ground zero of breaking it?
No idea.
I think it was afterwards. Mm. I could be wrong.
Must have been afterwards. Well, then you gotta come out and just say that about another one.
You got to think how much of it is just bandwagon. He's like, I worked with Spacey. He was a bully. Yeah.
He couldn't stop touching my asshole. Yeah. He was so turned off by it.
I'm also coming out as a gay man.
And then he just screamed K-Pax over and over again. It was strange.
He just grunted like the Punisher. God, I love that so much.
I should check out.
That show you were talking about earlier, by the way, is called The Defenders.
Thank you. The Defenders.
With
who's the
Jessica
fourth?
Jessica
Jones. That's the one I
Luke Cage.
Oh my God. Don't.
Yeah.
I got Luke so upset. Cage. I was looking up reviews for The Punisher. Like the idiot I am, I go on Rotten Tomatoes, and all of the negative reviews are around how brutal The Punisher is. And one of them just stood out as particularly stupid to me, going on and on about, after all is said and done, The Punisher is nothing but a brutal revenge fantasy about a man who goes around beating people up. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's why it's called The Punisher.
I would like to point, that's the entire Punisher character arc.
This is literally what it's about.
Shit, right?
People tune in to see people get punished. What the fuck do you think
this is? I'm going to remind everyone at home that the Punisher video game features a scene where you throw a man into a trash compactor and watch it close on him, and you gain bonus points for doing that. But they don't. They have a problem with this fucking TV show. Okay.
Incredible.
Well, I'm sure there's not a whole lot of crossover. That critic that had a problem with it probably didn't play the Punisher Xbox game.
You don't know.
Well, yeah, you don't know at all.
She's the typical butthurt, I have an agenda, how dare this TV series not represent my agenda. She was angry that the movie wasn't, that the series wasn't more anti-gun.
But yeah. Charlie, what I'm trying to say with that. Yeah, I'm going with Kyle. What I'm trying to say with that is if you know the Punisher character, That's totally what he's about and what this
fucking series
should be about.
Yeah, if you did, like, any research.
Yeah.
No.
If you read Punisher, Volume 57, his creed and code is as follows.
You don't have to be a nerd to know what the fuck the Punisher does. The Punisher doesn't shoot people and then go, oh, God, I really hate guns. It's too powerful in my hands. You gotta put a limitation on this.
I think you just came up with the best Punisher storyline ever. He suddenly grows a conscience, so he's just running around shooting people. I'm sorry. I hate this.
Oh, please, God, forgive what have me. I done?
Please forgive me. I don't mean to hurt you. He's just beating...
He's the apologizer. He's
beating someone in the face. Please don't tell my sister.
He's the nicest bad guy you could have, too, because his only rule is only hurt bad people. Literally just killing rapists and other murderers.
What?
How could
Superman
he be against
doesn't
us?
Hurt good people, does he?
Well, I mean, he doesn't kill him either, rapists. Does he? Yeah, no, that's the coolest thing about the Punisher. He kills people. I tune into one scene of the Daredevil, which is also a show, and it was so lame. It's the Daredevil and the Punisher arguing, and the Punisher goes, listen, you slap them down, and they get back up. I slap them down, they stay down. They're just so cool. Yes, can we please have more heroes who actually kill people rather than just give them a slap on the wrist and let them walk?
Well, Batman
was that the whole thing
people?
With the... Is that the whole thing with the Punisher? He's like not a hero. He's like an anti-hero, I guess.
He kills
because
people.
Heroes don't kill people. And he's like, no, fuck that. I'm just going to kill everybody.
And Jackson, exactly. I'm going to step in on that. One of the most popular Batman characters, one of my favorite, is a guy named Red Hood, who is literally a former Robin, but he just kills people. And he's fucking cool as hell.
Batman is complicit in the death of so many people because every single time he catches the Joker, he just puts him in an asylum where the Joker escapes 2 days later and kills more people. Batman sucks at his job.
Well, I mean, without the Joker, he wouldn't have a job.
Sorry to cut you off, but also, can you please put the Joker into Guantanamo Bay? somewhere more secure, perhaps, where he doesn't escape every Sunday?
I read a interesting...
Break his legs.
Yeah.
To kill him.
Just, yeah, put him in a wheelchair forever. Just paralyze him. I read an interesting take on Batman where it's his philosophy only works at the small scale. Like, if it's Joker or fucking Two-Face or whatever, then of course they're going to murder more people. But if you're just talking petty thugs, then it makes sense that he wouldn't kill them.
But in Arkham Asylum, the video games, he snaps their necks and shit like that, throws them off buildings.
Yeah.
Because he's petty thugs.
That is true.
Violent towards them.
One of the first things you can do in Arkham Origins is climb the top of the police tower and throw the guards off of it. I remember that. That shit's really funny.
I mean, he doesn't kill them, you know, the ground does. To
gravity.
Oh, he's standing by that.
To be fair, didn't they have Batman also kill people in the versus Superman one in the DC?
Because that's new.
Batman versus Superman, he does that whole scene with the thugs in the beginning, and three or four of them, if you pay attention to what Batman does, they are obviously fucking dead. like he blows three of them up with a fucking tiny bomb. Like, it's ridiculous.
And it's so much more satisfying to watch these characters actually do, you know, do an evil. Like, watching the Punisher just...
do an evil.
No, like, okay, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, there's a space
in
that.
Do a bad stuff.
Watching the Punisher just crush somebody's skull into the pavement versus the Spider-Man just shooting his weapon and gluing them to the wall like a douche.
Spider-Man kills people.
He does?
Yeah,
Uncle Ben.
It was Spider-Man.
That was an inside job.
Yeah, the deleted scene from the movie is when he hands a 20 to the fucking thug in the back alley.
To be fair, if your aunt was that hot, wouldn't you?
Have you guys ever seen the Punisher Warzone movie? Like, not the Thomas Jane one, but the one that came out after that. I think it went straight to, DVD or something.
I heard it's horrible.
It's horrible, but it's, horrible in a good way. It's, a super over-the-top action movie. Extremely gory. People's heads fucking exploding and shit like that. If you want, a super violent Punisher movie that's not necessarily great, I highly recommend it.
I've never even heard of it.
Did you know that before Warzone, of course, there was the first Punisher movie, but did you know that before the first one, there was an actually even older one in 98 with Dolph Lundgren, of all people, to play the Punisher?
Really?
Yeah, the guy who doesn't even really speak English properly.
So there's only been three Punisher movies, like that one, Punisher Warzone, the Thomas Jane one. That's crazy.
1989, starring Dolph Lundgren, the Punisher.
On Netflix is apparently the first one that has the Marvel thing on it.
I think this movie is less of a movie and more of a tax fraud scheme because it only had a budget of $9 million.
I mean,
That would have inflated to at least $10
million. Oh, wow, stand back. Now we're talking budgets.
I mean, it was old school superhero movie. Like, it wasn't destroying half a city like in all the Marvel movies today. was just a puncher. He probably just had a gun and shot people on his bike that he for some reason had.
It wasn't even scripted. It was just Dolph Lundgren was giving a gun and had to walk around shooting people.
The first found footage movie.
Yeah. The first snuff film with a $9 million budget.
I love how they made them into the most generic bad guy by giving him a leather coat and a bike.
How's that generic? What other superheroes have bikes?
Bad guy, like the bad boy, I mean, like the biker.
Oh, right, yeah, like Ghost Rider.
I mean, this came from a time when, like, masculinity was unknown. Like, before the official podcast, no one knew what true masculinity looked like.
Hey, don't laugh at that.
And you know,
sorry.
In the same way that masculinity was an unknown concept before the podcast, I think that quality watches was an unknown concept before movement.
I was just about to ask you about quality watches, so this is perfect.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ray. So, movement watches was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank, and I think that's a good belief. As we've seen, you can make a stylistically good Punisher movie on only a budget of $9 million to help fund your offshore bank accounts. Movement watches, nice quality watches, only $95. And at the department store, you would look to pay $400 to $500.
Jesus.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. Outrageous. No. Ray, you would say that's outrageous?
I would say that, because that's my name.
What, we're going to have to cut that, my God.
Andrew, you're saying I don't need an account in the Panamas to afford a watch?
You don't even need a single Bitcoin. You can
for other watches you do, but not for movement watches, that's for sure.
Exactly. There's been over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries. Ray, what's your favorite country?
I'm going to have to go with Fiji. Underrated, good water.
They probably have movement watches.
I would hope so.
Classic design watches, quality construction watches, minimalist style. Kaya, tell them what they can get.
Sorry, I was just going to tell Ray that there's an island, which soon is going to have my name on it, so you might want to reconsider that choice. But yeah, movement watches, we said all there is to say. They look good, they feel good, you know, and they're cheap, but they don't look cheap.
I love wearing my movement watch.
So if there's any people you want to give a gift to, perhaps, even yourself, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. They have ladies' models.
You can buy a watch or a lady model from this website? Can I buy both?
You can buy anything you want.
Ray, you can buy anything you want. We live in a capitalist society. But if you want to buy a movement watch, you can get 15% off. That's crazy. With free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/... What is it, Charlie?
Official.
This watch has a really clean design. Going to get lots of compliments. Lots of ladies and or men. They'll be wearing watches as well because they have men's and ladies' watches. Complimenting you.
Let's go in Jack order for the abbreviation there in video game characters.
Sure.
Video game characters.
Yes.
All right. Mine's Master Chief.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Why do I have V? Vin Diesel in Chronicles of
Riddick. Escape from Butcher Bay.
Yeah, that one.
You blew it. You should have done Beautiful Joe.
You're right.
Oh,
damn it.
Damn it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good call.
God damn it. All right.
Oh, God, what's my letter?
Mine's so easy.
Ray, you have Dot.
I have Dot? Oh, okay. Dude, every character from the Dot Hack series.
Oh, underrated series.
The fuck is a character that starts... Mario, Jesus.
Really? Yeah, that really?
It stumped me. It was too easy. I could think of V, Z, X, and Dot, but I couldn't think of him.
Finish it off, Kaya.
Fucking nothing for T.
Ty, the Tasmanian tiger?
Was my letter M?
Yes!
Yeah.
So, MVMT, okay. Jesus, I got so confused for a fucking second.
I have no fucking idea who starts with T.
All right, video Ray, games. Ray, Ray can do
yeah, Ray.
Ray,
Ray
you're
steel.
My Joker.
Oh, with the T? Oh, God. Oh, shit. Dude, good God, why? Yeah. Dude, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, every single one of them
great,
at once.
Perfect. MVMT, MVMT.com/official. Join the movement. Step up your watch game. Good enough.
Enjoy. We'll see you next week.
All right, goodbye.
I wanted to say Tiny Tim, the guy who sings the SpongeBob song, but I know he's not a
you,
video game
You mean
character.
The crippled orphan in A Christmas Carol?
Tracer.
No, not that one, the other one.
Tracer would have been easy.
God, why is that?
Is that Jackson? Is your data giving out?
No, that was actually Kyle.
Oh, am I cutting out?
He's good now.
Yeah, you're good.
I said tracer retroactively. Ooh. There you go.
All right, so Ray, we take some questions from patrons now because we can't come up with things on our own. So Last Tendy has asked, have you ever jerked off on stream?
On stream, no. I know.
What about like shortly after stream?
What about ever?
Ever, no. I'm a good Christian boy. I run a pretty tight Christian stream, so no hex or fricks, please, if you watch. But fricks? To answer your question, yeah, no hex or fricks. Come on, man. There's kids watching. Or listening, I guess. This isn't a video. I have not done that on stream. I am not DSP. I know he's well known for that. Dude, shout out to the King of Hate. Shortly after, no. Usually I go downstairs, I have a nice dinner with Tina, I decompress, then I beat the devil out of my willy.
Yeah, put the fear of God in it. Yeah.
Like it owes me money, yeah.
You brought up our savior, DSP. We've had many a great, insightful conversation about DSP.
What's up?
I was just going to say, are you aware of his latest hijinks, his newest adventures with a $6,000 escort he paid to pretend to be his girlfriend?
That was proven fake.
No.
Oh, it was proven fake?
Yeah, it was proven fake. It was done by a troll group who, like, amassed some accounts together to fuck with him.
Edit that out, Jackson!
Wait, how is that a fake? How did they troll him? They said
defamation! Defamation! No, DSP's gonna sue us hard.
They didn't do anything with him. They just, like, added him on Twitter with pictures of, like, look at this dildo that we talked about buying, and oh, here's my rates. No.
But what about the picture he posted of that girl? He posted a picture of that same girl.
The thing is, it's really weird because there's like no conclusive evidence around for anything. Like, apparently the Twitter account that was messaging him the escort stuff was hijacked, and the girl who originally owned it logged on and deleted everything and like denounced that even being associated with an escort website.
No, but apparently the tweets were from like 8 years ago.
That's the other weird thing. The account was made like fucking ages ago. And it never posted until now or something. It's the
weirdest Keemstar.
I know she had Keemstar posts from 8 years ago about escorting. Was this a long con from 8 years ago about getting DSP one day?
I don't know. I've just seen all this different fucking information. Okay.
I'll climb the escort ranks to appeal to DSP.
Yeah.
Make it
well, speaking of climbing the ranks, the guy's not doing bad on Twitter. He still pulls Twitch. He pulls like 600 viewers when he streams.
That's still pretty good. It's crazy that even after everything that's happened, he still has an audience. You know, you gotta respect that.
From what I've seen, Ray, if you pay attention, like his videos that come out get like 2,000 views each, whereas compilations of him being a fucking idiot get like 30,000 views when they're new.
What is the series like? This is how not to play, or this is how you don't play.
Yeah,
there's at least 10 entire YouTube accounts dedicated to making DSP compilations.
Shout outs to Dipshit Phil. That's one of my favorites. But
he's rolling with it, man. If he can still survive, I mean, it's the best thing you can do.
I mean, DSP is a man whose audience is clearly laughing at him and not with him.
Yeah, it's very true.
I don't know, Ray, have you seen him play Jackbox with his audience?
No, I have not.
Is absolutely fucking brutal. Oh, man, like he'll be playing like a Quiplash and he'll be like, all right, the topic is a bad newspaper headline. And then everyone in the audience just doesn't care. They'll just every topic put jerking off in front of your Twitch audience. Paying an escort to fuck you in the ass, having an irrelevant YouTube channel for every single question. And
why would you play that with an audience?
Oh my god!
Why would you play that game?
He plays it for hours, and it's fucking brutal.
Yeah, because that would have got a ton of people watching.
Mm-hmm. Having an irrelevant YouTube channel. What does that mean?
His YouTube channel. He has like, I don't know, a decent amount of subs. I think like 300,000.
Oh, okay.
But his videos get almost no views, despite the fact he uploads like 20 videos a day.
That's the thing. It's just like he's bombing your sub box.
Yeah.
You're subbed?
No, I mean, I used to be subbed like years ago.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you laugh with him or at him? Like what got you into DSP?
Did you laugh at all?
I think if I remember correctly, maybe I was in high school, so like almost 10 years ago. I guess he's been doing this for a while, somewhere around there. Because he would play every new game that came out, so I would just I would just watch it.
So you didn't care for him. You came for the game.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like he didn't bother me. Like I didn't care. I just want to see what the new like whatever the new game was at the time, what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out a small correction. DSP at the time of this writing has 186,000 subs. But more importantly, yesterday alone, he put out 8 PUBG videos. No, sorry, 10 PUBG videos, as well as what seems to be 20 Dragon Ball FighterZ videos.
30 videos 10, in one day.
Yeah. 10 all, PUBG videos?
Yeah, all
That's
of
like
them,
a game and a half.
All of them 10 minutes minimum long. All of them.
Jesus. How can you... At some point, Google has to get overwhelmed with the amount of garbage on their servers. Not even Google.
That's exactly why they... That's why they implemented that new change, probably, where they demonetized so many small channels. It's because of DSP Phil started a movement.
Well, also,
even then, I don't think all the like Google makes almost all of their money from their advertising, I think. But even that cannot keep up with so many shit posters.
Yeah.
It's going to collapse this empire.
Google owns YouTube, Jackson.
It's been I know that. They can't compete with DSP. They've got products and, you know... acquisitions with other companies and stuff. I'm sure they'd make more money from like their actual investments.
No, their big chunk comes in from the advertising. Yeah. They're like the king of advertising. That's the thing.
I'm with Kai on this one. I think they'd make a shitload of money from all the ads they have.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they wouldn't. I'm just saying I didn't know it was their biggest slice.
I'll look it up. I'll be the fact checker this episode. I'm curious now. Where
yeah,
does
don't embarrass us
Google's
in front of Ray.
Money come from?
They just you wouldn't want that.
Chinese mob
cool guy Ray.
Jesus Christ.
From my shades and leather jacket.
About 89% of Google's income came from advertising.
Fuck, dude, that's almost half.
That's fucking
don't
nuts.
Laugh at that. That's not funny.
Oh my God. Their second highest revenue also comes from advertising.
So Ray,
how does that work?
Do they make anything else like action
because
figures or something for the other 3%?
Because it's Google AdWords and then Google AdSense.
Which is on
so as you'll see here, Johnson, 89% of our income comes from advertising, but 11% comes from advertising.
All right, but like what are Bing's numbers? Just asking. It's like how much comes from Bing advertisements?
I don't know.
Their
how
primary
true this
revenue
is
searches of Google.
Don't call
porn,
anybody.
No,
actually,
it's porn searches.
No, it's porn. Bing has a really good porn search.
Really?
I've heard.
No, because they don't censor shit. I've actually found myself going on Bing to search for porn. But that's not it. I actually read somewhere that, I don't know how true this is, but Google is only using Bing as research and development money, so they don't have, so they can pay less taxes, technically.
So well, like Google's using Bing? Because Microsoft
doesn't. No, sir, Microsoft. Bing. Sorry, that's I meant to say Microsoft. I forget Microsoft is even a thing.
Jackson, I don't know if you hear that, but I think you left your Atari 2600 on.
Yeah.
You're making this like statically crackle every few seconds.
Yeah. What's your score in Kaboom right now?
Bomberman.
Oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah, it's just like a little crackle.
Yeah.
What does your audio look like right now? Does it look like fucking heart attack patient's heart monitor?
He probably doesn't have an audio wave. He just has that gigantic icon
there it is.
Of a microphone.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, he's faxing us the info.
It sounds like he's plugging in an electric guitar badly.
Really? Jackson's gone deaf.
You're deaf now, dude.
Morpheus is plugging you out.
I'm just waving my hands in front of the mic. Do you understand me?
Trinity and crew are coming for you. Tank. And his replacement.
Oh, that's good.
Andrew, you know this. Who replaced Tank when he died?
On
the Matrix.
Oh, shit. Link, I think.
Link? Really?
Wasn't it Link, the black guy with the dreads? Link?
Yeah, they were like cousins or brothers, and in the second movie, it was just like, Tank died.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name or anything about the sequels, because they're bad, but...
No, but those twins with the white dreads, though.
Oh, dude, those twins.
Talking movies, I have super cool breaking news from technically 5 months ago, but breaking news. Dolph Lundgren might come back in Creed 2. As Ivan Drago.
Damn.
I'm actually excited about this.
That's kind of cool, actually.
I liked Creed 1. Or Creed.
Creed was
I love the
great.
Whole franchise. It was, awesome.
The only bad part about Creed was when they tried to ham-fist the Rocky theme in, where he's jogging alongside the kids on ATVs for some reason. You remember that scene? And it's really weird, because like he's training and running, but like, everyone in the town's like, go see Rocky! Let's go see Rocky! Like, it's a big fucking deal to everybody, for some reason.
Well, yeah, it's Rocky. It's a big deal.
Yeah, but it was so weird.
I go see Rocky.
Fucking ham-fisted. Like, they're popping wheelies on ATVs while they're like, we're coming, Rocky! I'm not making this up.
Here comes the youth.
Yeah, they try to do the whole youth hip-hop culture
exactly.
thing.
Yeah, but, and movies always get that wrong every time somehow. Every fucking time.
It's almost as if rich billionaire Hollywood executives don't exactly go into the slums to hang with the youth.
I can't believe it.
So, Ray, I've got a question. I've got a question
yeah,
from my
shoot,
own drink, some actual questions. So, you do, you know, you've kind of migrated from a platform where you did mostly pre-recorded stuff for to doing Twitch where it's all live. Have you ever had any ideas or games you wanted to do or anything that just failed miserably? Maybe they weren't, like, bad or any of that, but what do you think made them not entertaining to watch? Is it just the game, or just didn't come out the way you wanted, or you
it could just be the game's more fun to play than to watch. I feel like that happens a lot. Recently I was playing through Okami HD because I never played Okami before, and it just didn't do well, like, viewer wise and plus there was a lot of backseating, which ruined it for me, but viewer wise it just didn't bring in the numbers, and I couldn't figure out why. So I just kind of, you know, I cut the playthrough short. I'm just going to play it, like, off stream. Something like that, just because everyone wanted, like, I heard nothing but good things about it, and a lot of people wanted me to play it, but when it came out, it just kind of flopped.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean, do you have trouble kind of balancing that whole, you know, presenting a game as an entertainment showpiece and being a character with it as opposed to, you know, just playing the game on stream?
I mean, I have this thing where, even if I, you know, people in chat seem engaged and like they're having a good time, I always feel like, or not always, but sometimes I feel like, excuse me, I'm like not entertaining at all. Like I feel like I'm not talking enough. I'm not interacting. You know, maybe the game is slow.
So you notice it seem as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for your very verbal messages. I got those as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So sometimes it's weird. I feel like I'm in my own head most of the time. People seem to have a good time regardless of what I'm playing. I have a good core audience that will watch whatever. And the way I look at it is, you know, even though like I'm streaming and I'm the quote unquote entertainment, I fully do not expect people to always be watching every second of every day. Yeah.
I want you to actually answer this one, not giggle it off. Do you think you could actually survive jacking off on stream, like, you know, just saying if you
God,
forgot
no.
it.
No, if
so
I mean,
you're saying you're a less of a force than DSP.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. He's a legend.
DSP is the
He's
bigger
like
man.
Cockroach. You know how cockroaches survive like nukes and shit like that. He's like that, but for jerking off on Twitch.
No, I would get I'd get camera shy or stage fright. If I'm trying to go to the bathroom and Tina walks in, I like can't pee. I'm like, please leave. This is embarrassing.
Wow.
But that's
cute. Yeah. It's, you know, a couple things.
I'm just wondering if it comes maybe from having a larger audience or more experience, but when I do some streams for however many people, if after a certain point like I'm getting tired and I'm kind of just zoning in on the game, you know, you catch yourself and go, "Wow, I haven't made a joke or said anything in the last 5 minutes. Why the fuck are people still watching me?"
Exactly. Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I'm wondering, does that get easier? Do you ever get over that to a degree?
I'd say it gets easier because, I've been streaming for almost 3 years now, so you see the same names and everything like that, so you feel more comfortable around these people. And like I said, even though I'm streaming, like, people are having, you know, conversations amongst themselves in chat. It's kind of just, I don't know, I kind of equate it to, like, you have a bunch of friends watching, like, a bunch of friends in the same room watching, you know, TV or something. Like, yeah, it's there, and maybe you'll pay attention to it every now and then, but people most of the time just want to go and hang out and just have like a common interest. And I'm totally fine with that. You like, don't, I don't, like I said, I don't expect people to watch and respond to everything I say. It's kind of just like, I'm doing my thing. I'll talk to chat. I'll focus on the game or whatever. And, you know, I'm
There's
just like happy they're there.
Tons of streamers who get upset at that though. Like, pay attention to
me. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That was,
That reminds me just quickly, Ray, this next question comes from Jackson. He asks, how do you feel about Twitch replays?
You know,
Ray, before you answer, do you like reruns?
You know, reruns are okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Edit it out.
Okay, in what way? Like, would you watch reruns of a show you've seen before? Like 10 times over?
Maybe not 10 times over, maybe once or twice.
Yeah, who I mean, says 10 times over? You're just adding unnecessary details.
Would you watch a rerun that the TV station said, hey, look, this show's coming on for, and really tried to get you hype about it being on TV, even though it's not new?
You know, I don't think I would.
Ah.
Let's not beat around the bush here, Ray. On your stream, would you subject yourself to the dark side and rerun your past streams?
Ray, hang on. Charlie, you forgot the detail. Ray, fully knowing that some of your viewers will not even know that it's a rerun, and they will be ghost hunting in the comment and the chat asking if it is a rerun or if it's live.
I already know that some people in Twitch chat are fucking oblivious and a waste of oxygen, so that would not deceive me. That was just like, how do you function outside, like, as a human? I have no interest in doing that. I know a couple of people that do it, and I'm just like, why? But then I'm just thinking about it from, like, my point of view. Like, maybe it works for them or whatever, because every stream is different. But I, like, my YouTube channel is just all of my archive streams. So I personally have no reason to do that, because I'm like, if you want to watch my archive stream from today, last week, 3 years ago, it's there. So I'm not going to subject, you know, my Twitch channel to it. I'd rather use that to host another stream, like, whether it be Bob Ross, you know, you guys, or whoever. Like, watch someone who's live right now so you can be entertained by...
Why, that is interesting. Charlie, are you
I say that,
and
Bob Ross has been dead since 1997.
It's almost like Twitch is made for live, whereas YouTube is pre-recorded stuff.
Charlie, Andrew, you guys gotta be tired of being right again.
There is no right answer. Scientists still haven't come to a conclusion yet.
I personally have no use for it, and I think it's silly, but just because it doesn't work for me doesn't
industry
mean it doesn't
veteran
work for.
Says it's worthless.
Yeah, Ray, what would you say to someone who was vouching for it? Like, what would you say to some fiend like that?
I would be like, hello, fuck ass fiends.
You can pronounce it Jackson.
Okay. Hey, Jackson. Listen, if you think you think if it works for you, then that's totally fine.
It doesn't work for me. That wasn't my point. I said I like giving people choices, and they won't concede that choices are good.
It literally takes the choice away from them. They don't get to choose.
It doesn't.
Rerun.
The choice is they can leave an empty channel, or they can watch reruns.
So it's like a punishment. You can either leave, or you're gonna watch the same shit over and over. Well, you fucking choose.
Are you guys familiar with Mega 64?
Yes.
Yeah.
So their Twitch channel 95% of the time is just reruns of their old videos.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah.
Over and over again. Like, the only live stuff on their stream is when they record their podcast, but besides that, it's just like reruns of all of their old skits just on a loop, and people hang out and talk there. I mean, that could be different because that's like they don't really do much on Twitch. They're more of YouTubers, and they put all their content there. But yeah, if you go to the Mega 64 Twitch channel, it's just like their old sketches over and over again. Wow. And I think Funhouse on YouTube has like a YouTube stream that's just all their episodes on loop as well.
What a coincidence.
So
Jackson,
I kind of see where you're coming from.
Jackson is a huge Funhouse fan. Yeah.
It's no secret. I love Funhouse.
They're good people.
He literally brought up the reruns idea because of that Funhouse TV stream.
No, I didn't.
Literally every single idea Jackson has for the podcast is in an attempt to emulate Funhouse.
Listen, it's okay. If it works, you know, it's successful for a reason. So why not, like, at least try it?
It's a fair point, but we won't.
Jackson, I got your back. But also, you, the replays are fucking stupid.
Woohoo!
Okay. Well, you had half of my back. I like
No, I mean, listen, if you think it, I mean, it's up to you guys, honestly, because you guys are a group.
I don't, after thinking about it and being subjected to the verbal torture that these guys have put me under for the last 2 months, no, I don't think it's a good idea for our audience.
Well, 1 week ago.
Do people ask about it, or do people like want it?
Literally,
like
nobody wants it.
Or are you just trying it out?
Nobody wants it.
I can guarantee you, not a single person went on Twitch to go, "Oh yeah, rerun."
It all stems from the problem that we usually don't do streams on Twitch as a group because conflicting schedules, and I don't know, it just doesn't happen. So it was an idea of maybe mitigating the fact that our Twitch channel doesn't really get used, but the sad fact is all of us just need to stream on there more. That's really all it is.
Don't you think it would be even scummier if we used reruns if we don't stream that often in the first place, Ray? Like, if reruns were like, I don't know, 95% of our output?
I mean, you could put in the title, like, make it as clear as possible to be like, hey, this is a rerun, you know, we'll be streaming whenever, I mean, yeah, I know, because people can't fucking read, but it's at least a shot, right? Like, put it out there as much as possible. But yeah, I mean, I respect you for trying it. You know, you don't know unless you try.
Oh, we didn't try it. No, we weren't stupid enough to listen to Jackson.
Oh, you didn't try it yet.
I
okay.
mean, Ray, they tried the Hindenburg. Look how that turned out, okay?
Yeah but they didn't know.
They used the gas.
Yeah.
You don't know.
We've all seen find footage of that is on reruns on some public access TV.
We should just stream the Hindenburg disaster on loop and get more viewers than our reruns.
Oh, yeah. Twitch will be cool with that.
It's historical. Why not?
We Twitch can sprinkle in some tits.
Well, you know, Twitch has the rules are kind of not there, but there at the same time, depending who you are.
Yeah. That's true right? for literally every tech company these days.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, it's true for everything.
It's called
but
the
I mean,
Jimmy Kimmel technique.
I was actually I wasn't going to ask you this, Ray, because I didn't want it to be like a polarizing thing.
Oh, I don't hit me.
Yeah, I was going to say you've been on there for quite a while. You're quite a seasoned vet. What is your opinion on the state of Twitch right now? Because when you started,
Let me just interject here with a patron question, Charlie.
Oh, here we go.
The OG Big B asks, Ray, do you prefer Twitch or YouTube? You know, well, you can weave it in your answer.
I personally prefer Twitch because I like the live aspect and being able to interact with people. Like,
but you got that on YouTube.
Too? I mean, there's a delay, but yeah. But with YouTube, it's through like comments and shit, and you got to filter out through the shit. Where
can you
Twitch,
live stream on YouTube as well now?
You can live stream on YouTube. I've never done it. To be fair, I think contractually, I'm not supposed to. You're not supposed to, but I don't think they really enforce it. I just know my audience. My audience is on Twitch, and they know to find me there. And I feel if I did a stream on YouTube, people would be like confused and be like, "Why?" But I've never used it personally. Yeah, exactly. I haven't used it personally. I know it's got like really good quality and stuff like that. I know it has its pros and cons as well with Twitch, but I've just been on Twitch for so long that I personally have no reason to switch. Now, if Twitch went like under and blew up, then it would absolutely be an option like that or fucking Mixer or something, because I do like streaming and I like to keep doing it even if Twitch implodes.
Fuck is Mixer?
Mixer is the Microsoft one.
Oh my god, Jesus.
Well, actually, it was
not as really? Successful as big.
No, it was called, fuck, I forgot what it was called. It changed its name recently.
You can only find it through Beam.
That's what it was, with Beam, yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
No, it was called Mixer. Beam. You actually reminded me, yeah. I know you said Bing, oh but it was god. Beam, and they changed it to Mixer, and Microsoft acquired them, and it's built into every Windows 10 and Xbox, so you can stream from there. You can still stream from Twitch,
but
it's easier to stream through Mixer. And it's still pretty small, but, I mean, you know, people like it, and it works. It's not too intrusive, so, I mean, that's definitely an option. I know I've read recently that a couple people have jumped from Twitch to Mixer because it's just, you know, they prefer it more. The community's nicer. They enforce the rules or whatever.
Have you guys heard of this whole DTube shit that's starting up, apparently? It sounds right up your alley, Charlie. It's basically a competitor to YouTube right now that's working on cryptocurrency.
Great. Jesus. That's what I want.
Your favorite.
Can what I was get your, some more script coins?
What was your question, Charlie, so it doesn't get we don't lose it?
Oh,
if
I'm
you want to ask it still.
I'm surprised somebody remembered. Yeah, I'll go ahead and re-ask
I got
it.
You, fam.
Thank you. So you've been on there for a while, and I would say Twitch has kind of changed quite a bit since you've been on there in terms of how it enforces the rules, what content's allowed and what's not. What is your opinion on the whole controversy or the state of affairs on Twitch?
I think the issue with Twitch, because there's absolutely issues, anyone who says otherwise is just blind, is they're just not really transparent with the rules or what they're doing, who they're banning, you know, what's being enforced. I mean, for me personally, it doesn't bother me because I kind of do my own thing and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the bigger things is like the booby streamer thing and how that's like a thing or a plague or whatever. Whoever you're talking to will say something different. I know there's definitely a handful of are you fucking over? You were right over there?
It's like he's being attacked by a fucking bee.
I think Jackson's possessed and is ramming his head against the fucking wall.
Is he looking for phone cards? Is he running out of data?
Oh, my God. The Cylon.
Please, one at a time, guys. You're making too much noise.
The Terminator that he's powering up finally came to life.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? But, yeah, there's definitely some streamers that take advantage of, excuse me, their body, for lack of a better word, and are very overly sexual.
You wouldn't call it a body, what they have? What would you call it?
I don't know, man. Some of it's not natural. So
their cyber suit.
Yeah, their cyber suit. pull off their face as fucking Terminator.
This wasted skin on me.
I wonder, it could all be a ploy by Twitch. They just take footage from they take footage from really unpopular channels so you don't realize it's stolen, and they just superimpose random cam horror footage on top of it. They don't even exist.
Mm-hmm. The conspiracy's been blown
wide
open.
I blew it wide open. Alex Jones, can you just hire me?
Can you get him on your podcast?
I highly doubt Alex Jones would subject himself to our podcast.
Well, he's not supposed to hire me, so I can look at things that happen in real life and call them, conspiracies.
Pedophile, vampire, invisible demons or something.
Gay frogs because of Democratic water. Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah.
So it
sounds like a cool name for a pirate movie, actually. Democratic water.
For a pirate video?
Yeah, pirate movie.
The fuck is a pirate?
Very undemocratic. If anything, you're rooting for the British by that point.
Pirates of the Caribbean 6, the Democratic
Waters.
Yeah,
it takes place from the perspective of the powdered wigs men.
It sounds like the lamest movie ever. Jack Sparrow in the Parliament.
Well, you won't think that when it's on reruns 24/7.
I love that scene in that movie where it was 50 minutes long and Jack just had to recite his legislator from top to bottom. It was
Remember when he shut down the government?
Oh, that filibuster? It had me in tears.
Woo! Is Orlando Bloom in this movie? Because that's really all that matters.
He had the popular vote.
In one of the movies, he was in it for like 5 minutes, wasn't he? They glued a bunch of barnacles to his face and he was like, "Oh, don't get off my ship, son." And then
It was the newest one. At the very end, they bring back Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom on an island and they hug.
What happened to him besides that cameo? Like
nothing. That's it.
Yeah. Well, no,
he's freed at the end.
No. Him as a person.
That's what happened to him. He was freed from the.
You're right. They let him loose to the sea. No, I mean as an actor, he hasn't really been anything lately.
I think he did The Hobbit the biggest thing he's.
The only
done
thing I remember is there were nudes of him released where he's just like paddling a boat and he's just hanging dong.
Kaya, how long ago was The Hobbit? That was like 4 years ago. The newest.
God, don't remind me. I'm old. I get it.
Yeah.
Fuck! Not everyone's as youthful here.
So Ray, I got another question I was humming over.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to throw you under the bus with this. You don't have to.
Did I even answer the other one? I don't remember. We've talking about Orlando Bloom's junk.
You went into booby streamers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get back to that.
So, so I don't mean to throw you under the bus. And if you don't want to, please,
I accept death.
All right.
Are you a booby streamer?
I wish.
Yes. That's the first one. Now follow.
I wish I had the body for it.
Follow question, Ray. Having been really inundated in going up on Twitch and getting good numbers with it. What do you dislike the most about your audience? What really gets to you that they either do or is like perpetuated?
It's such a fucked question.
It's
a legit question. I'm sure you could ask that to anybody. It might be different. I'd say the two big things are backseating, which I mentioned earlier. I play a lot of these games, especially older games. Like I've done like Spyro 1 and 2 I never played. And I played them recently and I'm like, I'm just getting peppered every like 6 seconds. And I'm like, I want to die. Like you're making this game not fun and people want me to play it. And it's like a classic platform, but it's like, you know, Minecraft Steve 69 XXX is like, you missed something. Go back. And I'm like, fucking, I wish you went back inside of your mother. Please stop. Like, leave me alone.
That's a good one.
So backseating and then people still bring up like Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter after like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And those are probably the two main things. But usually my mods take care of it, so I don't really see it.
Take care of it. Take him out back.
Yeah.
Put a bullet.
All right. Back to
just hit him in the knee with a bat and be like, I'll fucking break the other one.
Don't ask about Jeff and Jeff and the boys again.
This is from Ray. Told us to put the squeeze on you.
But it's mostly positive and very, very little negative.
Yeah. No, I didn't think there would be. I just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know some people don't care about the state of their chat and they'll let it just be like a shit show because either they think it's funny or they don't care or whatever. But usually for stuff like that, if you want to keep like a chat, I don't know what the right word is. I don't know, clean is the right word, but
controlled,
healthy, flowing or whatever. Yeah. Stuff like that can like ruin it.
I mean,
at least that's my theory.
I just figure it's good questions to ask because you are in a spot where I personally and a lot of other people I know listening would like to be, where you have the whole audience on Twitch and make the living do the streaming. And I think that out of a lot of the bigger names, you're one of the people who, you know, tries to keep quality control on the messages in your chat and your community, as opposed to, I don't know, like Ice Poseidon or whatever, where their audience is literally like calling the SWAT on anyone who fucking talks to them that day.
What a cunt.
So,
I'm just trying to get every aspect, you know, all the insights for all the little people listening.
Well, yeah, I guess that, I'll piggyback off that question. Who is your least favorite person on Twitch?
Ooh.
I don't know if anyone, like, on Twitch, I don't actively, like, I hate or anything like that. There's people whose channel I won't watch just because I don't find them interesting or I find them, like, too much. Like, Ice Poseidon was definitely that guy, but he moved to YouTube. But
We can expand it to make it easier. Is there like a game type or a type of streamer you tend to really avoid?
God damn it. No, don't change it. Choose who is your least favorite streamer on Twitch?
Favorite streamer on Twitch?
DSP.
Don't choose a booby streamer either.
No, I don't really know too many booby streamers. Nothing comes to mind. Like usually the bigger streamers are what people easily target because of whatever reason, but they don't really bother me at all. Like they have their audience and they do their thing and it works out great.
How can make it broader for you if that makes it easier? Our patron, that other guy, is asking if you could fight anyone in the world, who would you fight and why? And actually,
that's extremely broad.
Yeah. Dankmaster Kush is asking, if you could travel through time and kick anyone in the groin with no repercussions, who would it be?
Ooh. I just got bombarded by like a bunch of questions at once.
Well, yeah, point is, who do you hate?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who I hate on Twitch.
Then we got a follow-up question. Why aren't you answering these questions?
Help. Yeah, to answer the streamer question, I honestly cannot think of anyone who I hate on. Like, I can't even like throw a name out there and be like, "Oh yeah, I fucking hate this person." Usually, what I don't like on a stream, because I'm super judgmental now when I go into people's channel. Not even sometimes about them, but just like their layout or their alerts or something. Just like these little things that nobody cares about, but for some reason I do. Like if their webcam is like 80% on the screen, I'm just like, why?
I can't, or if see they're the like, boobs.
Or I can see the pecs, right? Because there's guys on Twitch.
Twitch
is known for their manly men with nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Pecs.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know if that's a joke or if you're being honest. Are there men the male version of booby streamers?
There used to be, or actually might be back now. A buddy of mine, Caleb Hart, is a Mega Man speedrunner, but he used to always stream shirtless because he always used to also. Yeah, I know. Unbelievable, right? He always emphasized like working out and eating right and stuff like that. So
was he the guy who would do squats on stream in between runs?
I know he did exercise on stream. I'm not sure if he did squats, but that sounds like him.
There was some speedrunner who got really popular because every time he would do runs, he'd like run the game and then do like a full workout and then run the game. And he had like a whole like squat rack and bench behind him and all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He didn't have that, but I wouldn't be surprised if in between runs he would do stuff like that. But he would stream in like a tank top or something, and you know, people would get excited and he would like tear it off and work out and shit. Yeah. No, this is legit, man. It is awesome.
I gotta give him credit. If my streamer I was watching fucking stood up and like Hulk Hogan ripped his fucking shirt in half,
dude,
he
would
do
it. He would fucking like tear it off and shit and get super excited. But then Twitch passed the rule where I forgot, someone complained that like men could be shirtless and women or female streamers couldn't or something. Yeah. This happened like years ago. Mm-hmm. So he started like had to keep a shirt on, everything, stuff like that. The stream was still fine.
So he had to improvise. So when he tore off his shirt, he had another shirt underneath.
Yeah, no, he just wore a mesh shirt, so you can still see his pecs and everything.
I am genuinely surprised Twitch didn't just say fuck it. Okay, the women can go shirtless too.
Is that a real rule that they enforce these days, Ray?
They did, and then I feel like this happened like years ago. This happened like two or three years ago, and then now he's back to like streaming shirtless. So I guess they went back on it. I don't know. That goes back to the whole thing with like transparency on Twitch. Like what are you doing? Like, just give us a heads up or something.
I mean, Twitch with the booby streamers, they didn't even bother to look like they were, you know, listening to the community or anything. At least on YouTube, you know, you had those Disney knockoff cartoons like Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, get the drunk kid and, ones, like, yeah,
inject drugs into their baby or some shit like that. And
yeah,
they eat
we've all
feces.
Been there.
At least yeah, YouTube same. Acted like, yeah, we listen to the community. We don't just ban people who we disagree with. We ban these things too. Twitch didn't even bother with that. They ban you if you ask for it, booby streamer, to face repercussions as
yeah,
far
it,
as
it
I heard
feels
here.
Like sometimes, or sometimes, or majority of the time, that the streamer with the questionable content is usually fine. And the person who like brings it up or brings it to the attention of Twitch will get like maybe like a 24-hour timeout or 24-hour like ban or something for like harassment or some shit like that. And it's just because, you know, no one knows what Twitch is doing. Like maybe there's something else why that person got banned, for example, but it looks like, you know,
unreal.
they just asked the question and they got banned. And it's just,
I mean,
Twitch isn't consistent with their punishment and they're not transparent, so it's all just like people guessing.
It has to depend on, well, yeah, we're just left guessing, but it has to be just people at their headquarters. Depends on who you get reading your reports, right? I think Charlie.
It could be that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people over there. And some people might not think it's such a big deal, while others are super strict.
Charlie, I think you brought up one guy who was just banning people who would report any of the booby streamers. What was his name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you talking about Meme Master Hassan?
Yes, yes. I knew he had one of those names.
You know, I feel bad for Hassan. Hassan's a buddy of mine, and I know that's like a spicy meme, and he's like the face of that.
Yeah, he kind of became the face of the whole
yeah,
favoritism to titty streaming.
Now, to be fair, I have no idea if there's any validity in that, because I'm not going to ask him, because I don't even know how to bring that up naturally. Hey, man, see any sweet booby streamers recently? Wink. But I
well,
mean,
Ray, just go to him and report one of the booby streamers to him personally and see how he reacts.
I guess, yeah, I could do that.
Sweating profusely.
Yeah, it's a subscription.
He's the sweating Pepe, Monk S.
What did you do? What was that, Ray? You scratching his neck? You reported one.
I know it all stems from an image where I think someone went and to his like Twitch profile and clicked who he followed, and it was a whole bunch of like female streamers, and that kind of like started it, and it's obviously yeah. grown exponentially. Like I said, no idea if there's any truth for it, but he is absolutely the scapegoat for that. And
I imagine there's probably not a whole lot of truth.
Yeah,
to
yeah, I know it.
Really,
yeah,
what really exacerbated it though is a lot of the titty streamers, when they would get upset, they'd be like, I don't know if they're jokingly saying it, but they'd be like, "Well, I'm not going to get banned because I send my nudes to Hassan or something like that
yeah.
on the stream." And that's
which also doesn't help.
They could be memeing.
They could be memeing. Yeah. I'm not even sure if Hassan deals with partnership or any of that stuff anymore. It's just because he's one of the more vocal
active.
Staff is correct. Yeah, more active. Thank you. Who's on like Twitter and he's on Twitch streams and stuff. And it's just unfortunate that he's the face of that.
So, Ray, you've been conveniently evading the question, whose ass would you kick in history?
Oh, shit. Right.
Do you like Dr. Disrespect?
Oh, dude. Oh, God. Fuck, yeah. Dude, Dr. Disrespect my marriage, right? Is that the meme?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
I've never met him before, but that is a pretty scummy thing to do, especially with like having a kid and everything. I've never talked to the guy. I remember watching him when he was back, like a Call of Duty commentator when I was in high school. And yeah, I mean, he's always on. I like his stream. I like the... You know, the personality, the persona. I know people kind of love it or hate it, but I think it's super over the top and I like it. And then when that whole thing happened, I was like, oh shit, that's kind
of
shitty.
It was super out of the blue.
It was awkward. It's like, oh, my marriage is falling apart and I'm unfaithful. Who should I tell out of everyone I know? Oh, how about my audience of 12-year-olds?
Well, don't you think for something like that, you want to get out ahead of it because you know that's going to leak eventually. So do you think that would lessen the blow?
At least I wish he would say, like, you know, I want to do this before it comes out or something, because I don't think he ever made it clear that he was doing it afraid of leaks. I think it just, I don't know. Maybe
his wife said, you got to fucking say this or whatever. Who knows, dude? Yeah, ultimatum.
Off screening. You're going to fucking
knows,
admit
but,
it.
But he's,
do
he's
it.
Coming
he
back.
Was.
He's coming
do
back
it.
In like a week. And people, no, I'm sure the first day or two, or maybe week or two, will be rough. People like memeing and shit, but it's going to go back to normal.
Absolutely. He's big enough where he could survive something
yeah,
like that. He could jerk
mean,
off on stream, show his asshole, everything. He'd be fine.
I feel like some of these YouTubers.
Dude, Dr. DSP.
Oh my God. You just named the crossover I never knew I wanted.
Doctor, disrespect my viewers by showing them my asshole.
What wife is he going to disrespect? The escort? But no, you know, I feel like some of these content creators, they need Jesus, dude. They just need to go to a church to a confession instead of laying their lives out and bare in front of the millions of people who they don't even know. It's always this misconception they seem to have of, my fans care about me. Dude, even if they do, it's because they're 12 years old and they're naive. And the rest of them, they don't really care about you. They only care because it's morbid entertainment to them. Like, I watch a video of you confessing that you cheated on your wife or that your wife cheated on you because it's funny, not because I give a fuck about you.
Well, you're not his fan, though.
There were people that... Yeah, there were people, his fans were defending him and stuff. So, well, some were. Mm-hmm. Let me not say all of them. So you're not like, you watch the video, but you're not like a fan of his. Like, you won't watch all of his
content. You're not a real
content.
Fan.
Yeah, you're not a real Dr. Disrespect, bro. Yeah.
I'm not a
You don't have his face tattooed on your left butt cheek.
All right, well, fair enough.
So whose ass would you kick throughout all of history?
Right? Oh,
yeah, Jesus, you're like a politician.
I want to beat up one of the Grand Wizards of the KKK just to say I defeated a Grand Wizard because that seems pretty dope.
That's thinking ahead. You beat up a person who deserves it and you get an amazing claim.
I never thought of that. That's really clever. I defeated a Grand Dragon. You can claim that factually.
Yep. And I would like take his costume. I wouldn't wear it. I would not wear it. I just want... Let me say that.
I'd take his
costume, and I would just be like, yeah.
I'd take his place at the meetings. I wouldn't say anything.
I would just listen.
I'd make his appointments. I'd organize his rallies. I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I would do the Hitler salutes, but I would not listen.
Have you guys seen Hitman? I'd be Hitman. I'd just, you know, kind of blend in.
You would blend in the best way a 6-foot-tall bald man with a barcode tattoo could.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you're brave.
Which is apparently pretty damn well.
Yeah.
You'd hang his hood on your wall like deer antlers. Like, I got that.
Yeah, exactly. But that'd it would be hard to explain to be like, hey, why do you have that? Oh, yeah, I went back in time and kicked his ass.
Don't they still do it? You don't even have to time travel, I don't think.
Yeah, you could just drive down the street and do this, right?
Yeah, they're all lame now, though. No, I think you have to go back in time to get the like old school hooded white supremacist rather than the lame ass fucking tiki torch cocky pants. The white supremacist. That's lame.
Yeah.
Cocky pants?
I'm actually wearing khaki pants right now. It's not a good look.
Yeah, my pants aren't very proud of themselves.
What are you saying?
Let me blow out my tiki torch. Hold on.
Ray already killed him. He's in his outfit.
There's a barrage of questions there. Did I answer all of them, or was there like one or two left?
I don't know. I think you nailed them.
People are going to piss on us. Like, not only did you keep interrupting him, you asked him questions and didn't let him answer a single one.
Well, this is the official podcast, you know?
Damn right. Yeah,
just answer more or ask more questions and I'll come back.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
I was going to say the zingers fly fast in the Thunderdome. Damn. So, Ray, you brought up it bothering you that people keep bringing up Achievement Hunter. I was fumbling over how to start the question.
So you're all good.
Do you look back on those times as like a negative experience? Or...
No, not at all. Okay. It was all positive. I mean, when I got there, I was like super shy. Like I was uncomfortable in front of a camera. Yeah, I know, right? I was uncomfortable in front of a camera. Like anytime I would record something, I would just like feel super awkward and uncomfortable. And no, those three years were very good. A lot of learning experiences, getting comfortable, and it was great. I made a lot of friends within the company, outside the company, and in the industry, and it was great. I have no bad memories at all. It's just I got burnt out doing the same shit over and over again, and I really liked Twitch, and there was a good opportunity there, and Twitch has been great so far, and I don't regret anything. It's just, you know, it's unfortunate that people... You keep bringing it up and keep saying you hate them or fucking whatever because I left.
So I would imagine it would get really annoying, like reading all the conspiracy theories online, how like
they
forced you out or something, or they wanted to take over your channel.
Anytime someone asks me why I left, I try to think of some other like really over the top like reason, like Notch called them and had me fired because I hated Minecraft. Or I said
that's a good one.
I said Bernie didn't want any Puerto Ricans at the company, so he fired me. Just like shit like that, like really clearly false, but then there's some like neckbeard typing it up on the Rooster Teeth subreddit. But no, I you know, those times were good, and I still talk to those guys on occasion, and anytime they do like a charity or an Extra Life thing, I throw some money their way to show some love and support them.
That's very nice.
I got a relevant question then from the patrons. Ray, what? This is from S. Quibble. What is your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, I like the Earth is flat theory.
Oh, perfect.
The truth.
Mm-hmm. Just the classic one.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. Theory? What do you mean theory?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
Don't
sorry.
You mean fact?
Yeah, sorry. The theory that the Earth is a globe and round. I think that's crazy. Wacky tobacky.
Yeah.
Oh, and anything that comes out of Alex Jones' mouth is also pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Alex Jones is awesome. But okay, so then that leads to a perfect other question from patron Pengu Danku is asking, do flat earthers believe other planets are flat like Mars or Jupiter? That's a good one. I never
that's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Holy shit, you might have just blown it all wide open.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Wait, take that, flat earthers listening. Yeah,
so flat earthers don't think the sun is flat, do they? They only think Earth is flat, right?
So they think Earth is the only flat planet in the solar system?
That's stupid.
I guess. I mean, do they even consider it a planet?
Why wouldn't they think that the other planets are
Because
the,
you can get out your fucking telescope and see that they're not.
Yeah.
But you can
you can't just aim your telescope down.
Yeah. That doesn't help anyone, Charlie. You could do that with the Earth if you go up in space.
Charlie, if you look at a telescope, the moon looks round, but you could just say, well, it's a disc facing us.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's probably what they do. They probably say discs face.
It still looks flat.
So,
you can't see it in 3D.
So wait. So if everything is flat, then conveniently every time we observe them, they're facing us at the perfect way so we only see one side.
Yeah, those damn scientists, they time it.
Fucking clever NASA astronauts.
They rotate the planets.
Hello, NASA. I would like to observe Mars. Could you spin it 30 degrees, please? Thank
That's
you.
What that asshole Elon Musk is doing with all those rockets, is just rotating the planet.
Yeah, Kaya, little do you know, the Earth stopped spinning 100 years ago. Elon Musk had to build the technology to flip it around.
He's a hero, dude.
I like that.
Yeah. Well.
God damn. So, Ray.
Yo.
Got another question. I don't know. I find your success story heartwarming and fascinating. What's the next step? What's the next step for you? Like, do you want to be kind of this internet personality forever? Kind of work that into other projects like it, or do you have another goal in mind? Something you want to try?
I know it's like you always want to strive to do better. And I mean, on Twitch, I'd like to do better. Sure, I'd like to have more viewers, subs, whatever. But I am very content right now. In all honesty, like if I coasted like this for another 10 years, I'd be fine with that. Next step for me, financially outside of Twitch is super, super adult and super boring, is to look into income properties. So, if Twitch dies, I can have another source of money by real life stuff. Like, yeah, I'll buy this house. You want to rent it? Sure. Cool. That's all my girlfriend's idea.
You could do a Twitch reality show like Storage Wars or some shit.
I would not want to do that at all. There's a couple of, or maybe only one, Twitch channel that I know of that streams 24/7, has cameras all throughout the house, or maybe
Andy
Milonakis.
Oh my god!
Or three. Well, he doesn't get up; he just sits down for 6 hours at a time, and that's a stream.
wasn't that how Justin TV was founded? It was a guy named Justin who would just stream his entire life.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they switched; they killed it, switched it to Twitch, and now Twitch IRL exists.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
They went backwards.
We've come
to go
full circle
again. Yeah.
What's Justin doing then? Is he on Twitch?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure if he works at Twitch or he kind of just like sold it and just like living his life. That's a good question.
I mean, I'm jealous of the, I don't remember if it came up around the same time or a little bit after. I'm jealous of the guy in Japan who made a shitload of money doing it to his dad. Do you guys know about this?
No.
When live streaming was first becoming popular, I don't remember if he did this in person or through like a webcam. This guy in Japan set up like a little booth where he'd be like, come watch my dad. And people would pay him a dollar, and he would just give them access to either a camera or, like, a viewing port where they could just watch his dad. And that was it. That was the whole business. And he made a shitload of money.
Some people just like watching other people. Like, I mean, I know that's what live stream is, but, like, the IRL aspect. Like, I cannot watch IRL. I think it's – I personally think it's, like, boring because it's, like – I mean, theoretically,
but
I could be doing
some of
this stuff.
You're a gamer girl.
Yeah, I am a gamer girl. That's true. Watch me play games and look at my bobs. But for people who are just like walking down the street or like at a restaurant, mm-hmm. just doesn't do it for me. But IRL's
huge. You can go out in real life and watch that.
Yeah, right? Like that's the argument. Yeah, but I mean, you know, you have to think in the wide scale. May not be popular or interesting to you, but you know, it's got an audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clearly it's interesting to someone.
Yeah, just people like that shit. Or maybe people who are you know, just stay home a lot and that's the extent of their travel, you know. They might just watch other people go places and feel like they're a part of it.
I mean,
which sounds sad, but I'm sure that's absolutely what some people do.
I think there's also a huge underestimation in the background effect. Just how many people will just put it on for background noise or just to
have thing. That's another big thing.
That's like fucking, I don't know, just pulling a number out of my ass. That's like nearly a third of all the audiences I see for everything, really. Just saying, oh, I do that shit too.
I mean, before I started streaming, I'd put streams up, YouTube videos up, just have some kind of background noise. But back to your question, I'm very content where I am right now. The next step, like I said, is that super boring income property thing. But I'd like to theoretically do Twitch until I quote unquote retire. I just enjoy doing it. So, you know, if I can keep making money doing it, that's great. You know, obviously there's going to be ups and downs, but I'm pretty happy where I am right now and hopefully keep the train rolling for as long as possible.
Do you ever worry that, like, once you get older, the audience is going to fade since they won't
find the later? I worry every fucking week that the audience is going to fade. Like, that's a constant worry. I don't know if that's, like, maybe too much, but I'm always worried, like, one day I'm going to wake up and no one's going to care anymore. I'm dead serious. Like, sometimes I'll stay awake at night. I'm like, I'm going to fucking go to stream tomorrow and no one's going to watch and I'm going to have a meltdown because I have no other skills in life. Well, I have no skills in life. This isn't a skill. I have no skills in life.
How much would it fucking like terrify you to just start a stream and zero people show up?
It would be the scariest thing right
zero
now.
Zero wouldn't scare you because that would look like a bug. Like, see,
that's
like
true.
Eight.
That's true. Yeah. Zero, I'd be like, ah, that's fucking whatever. Ooh. But if it's like, you know, 10...
I smell like, oh, a great fuck. Practical joke you can play. Ooh, I hope all your audience is listening right now and they all tune out for like 20 minutes of one.
They're
going to
hit me with a solid bamboozle.
Or if someone knows Ray in real life, just stealthily switches stream key so he doesn't even broadcast to the channel, but he thinks he's live the whole time.
Or snap his knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can still stream from a wheelchair. Or
go on his stream and say he's been unfaithful.
Or, yeah. No, because I'd probably be like from the back. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Fucking got me.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? But yeah, no, it's a legitimate fear. Because you know you can't stay popular or relevant forever. There'll be fall off. It's just you know what you do with it, how smart you are with your money, and don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, stuff like that.
I've just never really seen like an internet celebrity transition from like you know the 20s and 30s to like 40s and 50s because it's a new medium really. So
yeah,
I've always wondered what that would look like.
It'd be interesting.
They'll be rich enough.
Well, if you want, you can take a look into this disgusting future if you want. Type in What the Buck Show. He was YouTube's biggest star for a while.
I remember What the Buck, yeah.
Yeah, if you go on his channel now, he still has like a million subscribers, but he doesn't even break like 1,000 viewers.
What, did he just get old? Or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was always kind of old, but as the
just
platform...
People move on. I mean, fucking, remember Fred? Annoying Orange? Those all-stars?
Well, actually, Fred's still around, man. He, Luke Crawshank?
Oh, yeah, his actual name, yeah.
Yeah, see to me, though, they made it. Like, they went to the next level. They had fucking
that's
movies
another thing.
And Nickelodeon shows and all that. Yeah. To me, that's like, you are done. You have accomplished it.
Not
theoretically,
the
right?
Poor
if they're even if they don't make it to Nickelodeon, a lot of these big YouTubers, they've made it for life. They haven't made it. What. I don't get this point of, you know, like PewDiePie does something, quote, bad. You know, he makes a joke that isn't exactly PC and people are like, well, he's done. This is it. That's the end of his career.
Yeah, that's never.
Oh, like what? He's going to retire. He's going to retire a millionaire. That's why what you mean by done. It's not like he's going to end up on a street. He's going to live a comfy life. What are you talking about?
People overreact to everything and they want the worst thing to happen. It's just something new will always happen. Like the Logan Paul thing, for example.
Yeah, like Logan Paul gets fired from Disney
Logan
or whatever.
Paul's done. It's like, dude, he was doing better when the whole fucking thing was happening.
Not only that, but Logan Paul has, from what I've seen, 4 different Android store games about Suicide Forest Runner.
Yeah.
That is a real goddamn thing.
So here's like nothing.
Yeah, people made games, especially runner games, about going to the forest and being a YouTube celebrity and trying to get views from
people. Dude, he should do a Let's Play of one of those.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. You should, Ray. Capitalize on that.
Do you think I should play it on stream?
You absolutely should.
Yeah. I advocate it.
It wouldn't be like banned content. It's a mobile.
Well,
game.
I mean, there's a banned game list on Twitch. If it's not on there, you should be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you talking
to yourself because you're the one doing it.
Hang on. What kind of What kind of shit is on the banned game list?
Let me pull it up for you. Give me one second.
I know Hatred's on there.
I remember that game, the anime one, the one where you look up the Yandere.
Yeah.
God, they have to like explicitly ban shitty flash anime games.
Yeah. Okay, so here I guess I could just put this on I'll put this in the Discord, but I'll read it off for the viewers at home. I'm gonna read from top to bottom. There's a good amount. I'll try to do it quick. 3DX chat, Artificial Girl 1, 2, and 3, Artificial Academy 1 and 2. Ah yes, my favorite. Battle Rape. BMX
God damn it! Shit.
BMX Triple X.
Are you God, play Cobra Attila Club. The Hun and Battle and Rape?
I'm so fucking mad. Here I was, had a long day at work, wanted to come home to some battle rape on Twitch.
Yep, it's
this is why Twitch is dying.
This is
exactly.
This right here.
Forget Mixer about Battle Royale.
Dramatical Murder, Genital Jousting, which just came out. Grezzo 1 and 2, Harem Party, House Party, Honey Can Studio, Honey Pop, Kamidori Alchemy Meister, Negligee, okay. Porno Studio Tycoon, Purin 2 Ohuro, all right. Radiator 2, Rapelay, don't know what that is.
Oh, Rapelay is a, you should look into that sometime. It's a fucking trip.
Oh, we haven't even got to my favorite one. It's all the way at the bottom. The whole bunch of Sakura games, Angels, Beach, Dungeon, Fantasy, Santa, Spirit, Swim Club. Those are all Sakura games. Second Life. Here comes my second favorite game. It's called Suck My Dick or Die. That's banned. The Guy Game, What's Under Your Blanket, Witch Trainer, Yandere Simulator, and then my personal favorite banned game, The Maiden Rape Assault Violent Semen Inferno.
I once tried to play that and could not get it to work on English Windows. I was very upset.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, so those are all.
It's a Japanese
you couldn't
game, and I
rape
think you have
maidens.
To, like, I think you
also
have to,
Hatred isn't on this list, which is odd. I was gonna
say addendum, Ray. They added a blanket statement for any adult only rated games, and Hatred.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah.
Hatred, Manhunt 2, and a couple other popular ones are banned.
Because
of that.
Why? Because I know that Twitch has that little thing that channels can choose where they go. This
it's
is
like
adult
17
only.
Plus. Yeah.
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 It's so really why can I not stream
really
adult
dumb.
Only?
I don't know. It's strange to me that. Not only do those games exist, but that means someone at some point tried to stream it on Twitch, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Really, Battle Rape? You're going to play that on Twitch?
An innovator, goddamn it.
Yeah, dude, at least play Violent Semen Inferno, whatever the hell that was.
It's like Battle
I think that's actually a dating simulator.
It is.
I'm sure a lot of them are dating simulators or like really weird
Japanese. I distinctly
Japanese,
remember
like,
I got it and tried to play it, and apparently you have to like temporarily set your windows to Japanese for it to work, so I said, fuck it.
That's too much work, yeah, for the joke.
Andrew said, done.
Well, Battle Rape is one I actually tried to download. If I remember right, I'm going to look it up. It's a fighting game, and there's sequels. There's Battle Raper 2. Well, actually, Battle Raper is a spinoff series, if I remember right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What, so, do you actually rape in it?
I have
do you
no
think
idea.
These are going to get ported to the Switch? Yeah. Or?
Probably. Motion. You need the motion controls, though.
Nintendo Labo.
I also want to point out a shout-out to Rapelay, because I think the name doesn't really give you insight into what the game is. You are played as a man on a Japanese subway, and the entire goal is to stalk a woman and her two daughters and then rape them on the subway, and that's it.
Ooh.
That's the whole game.
Huh. Here's the thing, like, why? Have any of you actually played Hatred at all?
Oh, I have. I played it start to finish.
Yeah, I played it for like an hour, and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
It
didn't do anything for me. Like, I understand, it's super violent, but it's just like a twin stick shooter with a really good
exactly.
physics engine.
when I was playing it, my whole take on it was, I mean, this is, I get it, but I think Grand Theft Auto is far more vile at times.
Like, I guess the argument with Grand Theft Auto is you can kill like innocent people. It's not like the main focus of the game.
Yeah, it's not an objective. Yeah. But I played Hatred. I didn't think Hatred was all that bad. I thought it was kind of silly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a silly, over-the-top game. They knew what they were doing, but I didn't think it needed to be banned.
You didn't beat Hatred? You didn't see the amazing ending it has?
No, no, I looked it up. Don't you... hey, spoiler alert. You can go for it.
Hatred, yeah. But you make your way all the way to a nuclear power plant, and you get inside the main console, and the protagonist is like, "Now, what was that fucking code?" And then you get a keypad on screen, and if you type in 666, it says access confirmed, and he's like, "Yes, excellent." And then he pushes a button and nukes the fucking world. That's it.
Geez, Simpsons Mr. Burns skid.
No, it's very silly. It's very silly. Oh, I highly recommend Hatred to anyone who hasn't played it.
Lovely. I played it just out of curiosity. Maybe that's what they were going for. I gave him like the 15 or 20 bucks or whatever.
It cost that much? Really?
Maybe.
I thought it was like $5 or something. I don't know.
Ray paid extra.
DLC.
Yeah, I got the trench coat DLC where they actually send me a trench coat.
You got the collector's edition. You have a 6-foot tall statue of Not Important.
Is that his name, Not Important?
Yeah, he says in the intro cutscene, he says, "My name is Not Important."
It's like, oh, that's a weird fucking name. I kind of understand why you want to kill everybody now.
Apparently, according to the game's like wiki or whatever, his name...
The lore?
Yeah, the backstory. His official name is The Antagonist.
Oh, yeah. That's worse.
Yeah,
not
it is.
Not Important's much better.
I think Not Important's really funny. So if you listening at home want to tell us in the comments which of these banned games you played, let us know about your experience.
Don't play it on Twitch, please.
Yeah, don't do that.
To be totally honest with you, with Battle Rape, Jackson, you're going to have a lot of clicking on the audio, because I was watching a couple quick Let's Plays to skim through. It's just a Soul Calibur clone, but there's titties in it. There's no real battle raping that's Calibur. Going on.
So yeah, it's Soul Calibur, but every character is Ivy.
So they undersold it.
Yeah.
So it's dead or alive, you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that there will be a legitimate crossover into porn games that are as good as regular games?
Probably not. Because if you're playing a porn game, you don't care about the game.
Maybe with the VR stuff. Once it gets more mainstream, it's easier to develop games for it. I'm sure some
porn company will do it. Yeah, there's some Japanese studios now that are already making porn VR shit.
Well, Japan will probably make a mecha out of it. Like a machine, a gigantic Godzilla machine with tits, terrorize Europe or something.
That'd be amazing. Every time you wanted porn, you had to hop into a Metal Gear.
I need to make a public apology. I was entirely wrong. It seems Battle Raper 2 was when they took out the rape. All the Battle Rapers before that had plenty of rape.
So what are you doing, Battle Raper 2? They took out the rape, but it's still called Battle Raper?
What's next? They're going to take out the battle?
They took out half the series.
Why would you not change the name to anything else?
Well, it already gathered quite a following. It's actually from the developers of Rapelay, so they know what they're doing.
Oh, nice.
Ray, Jumongous is asking a question I actually find kind of fascinating. If Mike Wazowski is blinking, does Mike Wazowski blink or wink?
I believe he blinks. I think blinking is when you just fucking close both your eyes at once, or all of your eyes. He only has one, so he blinks.
But winking is when you close one eye.
Yeah, but he can't wink because he only has the one eye. So he blinks.
Can he only blink because he has the one eye? I see you're unprepared for this debate.
I'm unprepared. I didn't catch up on my Monsters, Inc. lore.
Well, Jackson's being dragged away by Crash Bandicoot again. Who wants to outro this?
Yeah, since he's busy playing with a Tesla coil, I'll take it. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and thanks, Ray, for stopping by again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.
Yeah, feel free to plug anything you'd want, anything new in the pipeline.
Yeah, it's the same shit as last time. Patreon.com/theofficialpodcast is probably where I'm doing all my stuff going forward, so definitely, actually, before we actually outro it, is there someone... Are you familiar with someone named Aaron, or like T-E-S? Oh, fuck, I forgot his name.
Yeah,
he will donate to me or cheer or whatever, and he will always like, every time, it's my favorite, my chat always gets a kick out of it. He'll start off with like something, and then he'll somehow shoehorn your Blue Apron link, and I read it every time, and it's the greatest, it's the funniest thing, so shout out to Aaron.
Yeah,
Aaron's fucking great.
Good shit.
Apron is great.
Yeah, I love Aaron.
But besides that, yeah, twitch.tv/brownman if you want to watch some mediocre content. I'm on Twitter, Ray Narvaez Jr., if you want to just read terrible shit posts. And that's pretty much it.
Solid. Well, yeah, thanks again, man, for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, Ray, thank you.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.